It is March the 30th, 2012. I am Steve Groerck, the webmaster of www.gerweck.net, Groerweck.net, your source on the World Wide Web for all your pro wrestling and MMA news since 1997. And, of course, this weekend we'll have exclusive coverage of WWE's WrestleMania pay-per-view. Definitely check it out at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. But right now I have a very special guest with me. It's Girl Dynamite, the very beautiful, talented Jennifer Blake. How are you doing tonight, Jennifer?
I'm doing great, Steve. I'm just getting over a cold. But other than that, I've been doing really good.
Awesome. And we've been trying to hook up with Jennifer for a while. I think we've both been a little bit under the weather, so it's good to finally get a chance to talk to her. I know you're currently kind of on hiatus with AAA. You've been really a full-time wrestler in Mexico for the last number of years. How does it feel to kind of take a break from AAA and be back home in Canada?
It feels good. I'm getting to catch up with a lot of my family and friends and everything back here. I miss everyone in Mexico, and I miss wrestling down there because, of course, I mean, like, you become accustomed to going on the road and stuff. But I think I've been doing pretty well recovering.
Now, how did the break come about? Is that something you had prearranged for some time, or is that just something you kind of did on the fly?
Yeah, well, every year they fly me home for Christmas, and usually I'm off for a couple of months. This year I asked for a little extra time because at the end of last year I came down with pneumonia. I needed a couple extra weeks to kind of recover from that.
I want to get into your Mexican career here, but I was kind of curious up front. Obviously, you're Canadian, and of course you did Shimmer, and you did a lot of the independents. How did you get started with AAA and working in Mexico, and then how did you kind of ultimately become a full-time worker in Mexico?
I basically was down in Tampa, Florida, and I was working down in Tampa, and I became friends with Rain, and she was looking to do some work in Mexico, and the opportunity came for me to go and wrestle in EAW. And I went and I wrestled in EAW, and then, which is actually a really unique company down there. They have like a double-decker ring. So they have like two wrestling rings that are attached, and one is higher than the other. So that concept is kind of interesting, and it was an interesting experience to wrestle in a ring like that. And when I came back to Florida, Rain had heard from Conan that they were looking for girls to wrestle in AAA. So she basically told me to send him an email. So I sent him an email with my stuff, and he brought us in. And we did the Gringas Locas gimmick for a while. And I really loved the culture, and I enjoyed my experience down there, and I told them that I was willing to stay, and so they brought me on full time.
How does the six-sided ring compare for you versus the four-sided ring?
I prefer the four-sided ring, I guess, over the six-sided ring. It's just, I don't know. The six-sided ring is okay. It's kind of, everywhere you look, there's like ropes, so you don't have to watch like where you are so much.
For a lot of us, that follow wrestling, obviously, in the United States we have WWE versus TNA, and of course in Mexico the two biggest promotions are, AAA and CMLL. How does the feud? I guess the feud between the companies. How's that perceived by the fans? And I guess how's it to be a part of kind of the hotter feuds out there in wrestling right now?
We don't, like, us as, like, AAA employees, we don't really interact with CMLL all that much. If they're booking us out or whatever, I don't think we're allowed to work shows with them, from my understanding. In terms of, like, how the fans see it, I don't really know because I've never talked to any of them about it. I don't know. I think the two companies are really different, and the styles are really different, and that's kind of, I think AAA is kind of more Americanized compared to CMLL. Like, they're following the route of, like, TNA and WWE in terms of, like, how they present their product.
Yeah, I think in terms of a rivalry that I was kind of alluding to, you know, in the United States, we have WWE, TNA, obviously. They're not even on the same scale. WWE is so much bigger than TNA. But I think in Mexico, AAA and CMLL, they both are, you know, long-running companies.
Yeah.
They're both very successful. They both have their own fan bases. And obviously, you know, there's fans that really love AAA, and there's really fans that love CMLL. So it's got to be nice to kind of be a part of a wrestling, not really that they feud head-to-head or they don't have, you know, a AAA versus CMLL feud, but at the same time, something special is when you kind of have a wrestling feud going on or a rivalry, I guess, when, you know, fans are rabid about their product and there's fans rabid about rival product, that fans get a chance to really see, you know, two very competitive products out there in Mexico.
Yeah, well, it's always interesting, like, the buzz that goes on backstage when we, like, bring over CMLL guys and stuff, and when we lose, like, if we lose, like, our wrestlers and they get hired by CMLL, like, that's, I guess that aspect is kind of interesting.
What's it like being part of Triple Mania?
It's awesome. Triple Mania is fantastic. Everybody, I don't know, it's so unreal. Everyone's always, like, everyone has, like, their own new outfit, and just being backstage is just incredible. The Triple Mania I was a part of two and a half years ago, we wrestled in front of 20,000 fans, so that was, like, unbelievable.
Obviously, I believe what Triple Mania is in June, correct?
Yes.
So, obviously, you have another one coming up. Any idea what they might have planned for you this year?
No idea. So I'd
How about this one? About this one? Obviously, your friend Rain is, you know, a former TNA knockout, Peyton Banks. Has she given you any advice about TNA?
I've had a tryout with TNA about a year ago, and everything went well. But I'm, like, they were pretty interested in everything, but I am working for AAA at this time, and, you know, I'm not really sure, like, where they stand in terms of lending talent and whatnot.
So obviously, I mean, even if they would be interested in you at this point, you know, you really are full-time to AAA, and like you said, your schedule probably wouldn't really allow you to go to TNA, although with TNA is that they have a very limited schedule and that, you know, they tape two or three impacts at a time, and once a month they have a pay-per-view, so that might be, you know, if you were thinking about going to TNA or if they'd have some interest in you, at least that would be a lighter schedule for you to work. But I guess right now, you know, if you have a contract with AAA, that would probably really prevent you to work for TNA.
Yeah.
What do you like about living in Mexico, and what don't you like about living in Mexico?
The living down there is pretty cheap, so that's always a plus. I really enjoy the culture, and Mexican food is probably one of my favorite type of foods. The only thing I don't like, probably all the traffic. Yeah, that's
cool. What about the safety issues?
Sorry, like, being away from family and stuff is always, like, a down. The safety issues?
Yeah.
I think the safety issues, like, for me, I don't really go out too much at night, so I've never run into having any major problems down there in terms of safety.
I would assume your family probably worries about you, you know, being full-time in Mexico.
Yeah, Yeah, they miss me, and I mean, like, they worry and stuff too. But most of the things, I guess, that happen are more along the border towns, like in Monterey and places up north. And Mexico City is farther south, so we don't get as much of it, like as much of the issues and like the dangerous things.
What about the weather? Obviously, it's a warmer climate. Obviously, coming from Canada, it's got to be quite a shock. I don't assume you see much snowfall down in Mexico.
No, but they do have hail. We've had hailstorms. I've been in the middle of hailstorms, and there's like these giant chunks of ice that come down in the middle of like our summer.
How do the obviously you've wrestled obviously in the United States and in Canada? How do the fans differ? In Mexico, are they more kind of passionate about wrestling? Are they more into the characters, or how would you characterize the differences in wrestling fans?
The wrestling fans down in Mexico are amazing. They're insane. During the show, they will scream at you, throw beer at you, just get like right involved as much as possible. Then after the show, they'll come and ask you for an autograph. So, yeah, like you get like completely mobbed by the fans down like after shows and stuff when you're on your way to the bus. Like they just are all like trying to get a picture and autograph. And most of them are pretty excited and stuff, especially if you're a foreigner.
With all that throwing, did you ever get hurt? Anything, flying debris ever hit you, you know, in the head or anything? Did you ever get hurt from that kind of stuff?
I've been nailed pretty good a couple times, but nothing serious.
That's good. Let's kind of go back to the start. How did you get interested in professional wrestling?
I've always kind of been drawn to wrestling as a kid. And I honestly didn't think that I would ever be able to become a wrestler because I'm a girl, and I just figured I could be part of it somehow. And when I was 19, I started working at a restaurant, which had a bunch of the Ontario independent guys. They were working there. And through that, I offered to ring announce for the local show, and I started ring announcing and then started managing, and from that I started training to wrestle, and I eventually got into the ring.
I always like to ask this, what was the reaction of your friends and family when you kind of told them that, hey, I like professional wrestling, I think I'm going to give it a try?
When I became a professional wrestler, everyone was completely shocked. Like, completely, because like, in high school, I was the yearbook editor, the drama geek. Like, I was always very shy and like, proper. And when I became a wrestler and started posing in, like, bikinis and stuff, like, everyone was like, what? Like, they're like, this is insane.
I guess when you broke in, what were your goals, and have your goals kind of changed any after being in the wrestling business for, what, about 5 or 6 years now?
When I broke in, I wanted to be the best wrestler that I could be, and I wanted to eventually work for WWE. After traveling around and wrestling in Scotland and Mexico and all over the United States and Canada, I've kind of gotten bitten by the travel bug, and I just want to travel and see the world, and still, like, to this day, I still want to be the best wrestler ever. I'm not sure if I feel like WWE is the place I want to be now. I kind of am more or less happy where I am working for AAA full time. So
Have you ever had any feelers from WWE? Have you ever sent them a tape? Have they ever said, oh, yeah, this Jennifer Blake we're kind of interested in, we'll keep an eye on you, a tryout? Have you ever really had any connection with or any contact with WWE?
Mm-hmm. I had a tryout. I went down to FCW a couple years ago. I spent a week there. They said I did really good and everything. And then I kind of decided I really like Mexico. So I kind of I didn't follow up on anything, and I just kind of left it at that.
How is the WWE, the TNA products, how are they perceived in Mexico? Is there a big fan base for those products outside of AAA and CLL?
Yeah, the fans generally know who everyone in WWE is, and WWE has merchandise in like every OXXO down there. OXXOs are like the equivalent to like the 7-Eleven. So they're pretty, I think they have like in terms of the ratings, I think they're above, I think it's WWE, AAA, then CMLL in terms of like where the ratings rank. TNA, the fans also, like the Mexican fans are obviously fans of the TNA talent too.
When you're in Mexico, do you get a chance to watch, you know, WWE and TNA, and can I have an opinion of the current products right now?
Yeah, I watch. I think the products have improved a lot over the last couple years and stuff. I think.
I guess do you ever watch WWE or TNA? And of course, WWE has Divas and TNA has Knockouts. Do you ever watch a show and say, you know, I could really see myself fitting in here, or wow, they have this girl, they have this girl, and I could really work with her? Or I know a lot of the girls, I'm sure you've already, you know, have previous experience with, you've already worked with. Do you ever watch the shows that way and say, yeah, I could really see myself fitting in pretty well in this storyline or working with that girl?
Yeah, I'd love to get in there with Natty Neidhart or Beth Phoenix. I think I could have a really good match with either of those two girls. Also, I think it'd be awesome to get in there with Tara or be on an opposing team to Mickie James. Yeah, I think I'd also like to, I always think that, I think that, those are the ones that I'd probably want to get in the ring with the most.
Okay, fair enough. Obviously, the people that tune into GirlWick.net, read the website, obviously they're big WWE TNA fans, but we do certainly do have fans that follow independent wrestling, even some that like Lucha Libre and follow the other international territories. But somebody that's never seen you wrestle, obviously there's a chance to see a lot of your matches on YouTube now, which is a great forum for fans to reach out to different wrestlers and different products they're not familiar with. But somebody that's never seen you actually wrestle before, how would you describe your character and describe your in-ring style?
Well, down in AAA, I'm a Ruda. So I'm pretty much a big bitch, and I'm an ass-kicker. So I beat the snot out of the Apaches all the time and tag with Sexy Star, and we're representing the United States and Canada. And
maybe your in-ring style, if somebody's never seen you wrestle before?
My in-ring style, because most of the girls are smaller than me in Mexico, I guess I do some power moves. And, yeah, and a lot of strikes.
Now, earlier you were talking about, you know, travel, and you like to see the world. And I think that's one form that, you know, wrestling fans, or I should say wrestlers themselves, get a chance to travel the world. They get paid. Usually get paid, you know, to go around the world. Where would you like to go? That's some place you've never wrestled before. And is there any places that you've already gone that were kind of an eye-opener to you once you got there?
I would love to go to Europe, like Germany and places like that. I'd like to go to Japan, and I'd like to make it down to South America, like to Chile or Peru. I went to Scotland, and that was really interesting. It was a really fun experience for me, and I'd love to make a trip back to SSW and work for them again. Working there, I think that was like one of my first, aside from working in Mexico, that was one of my first overseas tours, and I was really surprised at how warm and welcoming the people are. It's like the culture to me is like so different from like Canada or the United States. It kind of reminds me a little bit more of like Canada as opposed to the United States, but Scottish people are a lot of fun.
Going back to your family, I was asking before about what your family thought of you going into professional wrestling. Does your family, does your friends, they watch you wrestle, and are they a critic of your matches, or what do they think when they actually see you in the ring actually wrestling?
Most of my friends and family aren't really professional wrestling fans, so they don't really know, they don't know enough to really critique anything. They're just like, Go Jen, you know? they, even though they're not, like, wrestling fans, they do follow my matches and my career and everything pretty religiously. And my parents are always trying to, push my website, and they're on the net, like, pushing my name and stuff and voting for me whenever there's, like, polls and stuff, which is, like, really cute. And, yeah, they're
That's sweet. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. They're big fans of your career.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Obviously, one of the things they worry about, with professional wrestling is injuries, because obviously your injuries do happen in wrestling. I just wondered, at this point in your career, what's been the worst injury you've suffered so far?
I did something to my knee a couple years ago, and I had to wear a brace for about a year. I probably should have gotten it checked out, but I didn't. So I'm not sure exactly what it was, but yeah, so that was pretty bad. And then I had an accident in Mexico a couple months before I got pneumonia, and I botched a lion salt and kind of landed on my face with my body bending like over my head. So that was pretty bad. And when I got the pneumonia, because of all the coughing and everything, it actually inflamed the injury, and I couldn't, I literally couldn't walk. So that was kind of when, like, it got to the point that I had to get rushed to the hospital. And then they did x-rays, and they found that I screwed up my spine a little bit from that. And that's probably the worst.
You were just talking about in Mexico, you were Rudo. I just wondering, do you prefer being a baby face, or do you prefer being a heel?
I prefer being a baby face. I don't know. I prefer being a baby face, but I mean, being a heel is always, I mean, I like honestly, like in my heart, I love the fans, and I like love the fact that they come out and support us and that they enjoy the product. And, you know, so for me to be a heel, it's kind of like, I always feel, because you have to kind of be a jerk to the fans and stuff. So I don't know. I think I prefer being a babyface.
Now, you're so beautiful. How can fans, like, really get on your case? How can fans boo you? We want to see you in action in wrestling.
Just tell them that you'll steal their boyfriends and stuff.
Gotcha. Well, that might work.
Yeah. You just play the cocky bitch. I'm just going to talk to you, whatever, like stuff like that. And it kind of gets under their skin. As it would anyone's, I'm sure, right?
In terms of training, fitness, what are some of the I guess, what's your training regimen like? How do you stay in great shape? And what would you say your biggest weakness is in that area?
Well, I can tell you my biggest weakness already is probably chocolate. But in terms of fitness, I'm following bodyrock.tv right now. It's a website this girl in Canada makes. The programs are intense and they're friggin' amazing. And I've been getting back in shape that, especially. It's like a high intensity, like it's like a 12-minute workout, and it's just like, it's awesome. It's incredible. And you do like burpees and squats and lunges and a lot of plyometric exercises, and there's like no hardly any rest in between. It's just like you do whatever the exercise is for like 50 seconds, and then you take 10 seconds as a rest, and then you do the next exercise for 50 seconds, and by the end of it you're like swimming in your own sweat. It's great.
At this point in your career, who would you consider your dream opponent? I know somebody you've not already wrestled.
Who I haven't wrestled?
Yeah, is there anybody out there you've yet to wrestle and you say, wow, someday I'd like to really have a match with her. I could have a great match whenever we hook up.
I'd like to have a match with Mickie James or Tara.
You know, along your journey, you get to meet wrestlers that I'm sure you grew up idolizing, even some of the girls you've probably got a chance to wrestle. Is there anybody that kind of sticks out, you know, looking back at your career and you say, wow, you know, I was a big fan of hers or I was a big fan of his, and here I am in the ring with this person. That seems like so odd.
Yeah, we had... they brought Mickie James into AAA last year, and I was in a match with her, and that was really cool. That was really neat. And honestly, up in Canada, I had a match with, I tagged with Pat Tanaka versus PD Skills in A1, and it was me, Pat Tanaka, and Ted DiBiase was our manager. That was pretty incredible for me.
Wow.
Yeah, that was like my first year wrestling, and that was pretty sweet. That was really sweet. The sad part was the bottom rope of the ring like broke, so we just had the two ropes. And I felt so bad for these two guys because I'm sitting there going like, wow, this is like the greatest moment of my life, but it's kind of like the worst in their career. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was pretty sweet. It was fun.
You mentioned A1. That's a name I haven't heard in a while. Is he still out there wrestling?
I have no idea. I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah. I don't think anybody has. Kind of kind of disappeared off the wrestling scene a little bit. So, Do you consider yourself a student of the game? Do you like to watch your wrestling matches back? Do you like to watch other girls' matches or even guys' matches and study the game? And do you kind of have a favorite period in wrestling that you like to look back and say, you know, I can learn a lot of things from this time period or this particular wrestler? Or I guess just in general, are you a kind of a student of the game?
I watch a lot of wrestling. I go through, like, periods where I'll get, like, right into, like, certain wrestlers, and I'll have periods where I get right into, like, Japanese wrestling, or I'll get right into Lucha, or, you know, we'll get into, like, WWE for a while, or TNA, or whatever. So it's kind of, I'm kind of, like, sporadic in that sense, but I do watch a lot of wrestling, and I watch my own matches, and we're all our worst critics, but I am trying to, like, improve myself always, and I always ask if there's, like, a guy or a girl watching our match, I'll always ask for, like, their advice and, like, what they think I should improve on and that kind of thing. And I've gotten a lot of really good advice from a lot of the wrestlers down in Mexico.
At this point in your career, what do you consider your biggest strength? And on the flip side, what do you consider your biggest weakness?
At this point in my career, my strengths are I've become a lot more comfortable in the ring. I know a lot of different moves and counters and whatnot. I'd say probably my biggest weakness right now is maybe the fact I'm not 100% fluent in Spanish. I think if I could speak better Spanish, I think that would improve my game a little bit more in terms of, like, communicating and that kind of thing.
Well, I assume when you got to Mexico, were you fluent at all in Spanish?
No, not at all. I didn't speak
Spanish. Not at all.
Just hola and donde estás de baño. That's it.
Mucho gracias, right?
Yeah, I am. But we said gracias. And my joke when I first went down there was, they were teaching me, like, some of the luchadores were trying to teach me English, or sorry, they were trying to teach me Spanish, and some of the words sound similar to English words. So I was, the one guy was, like, trying to teach me how to say, I don't understand, which is no entiendo. Well, I was like, ha, entiendo. It sounds like no Nintendo. So I was like, okay, no Nintendo. And he's like, no, Jenny, no. It's no entiendo. And I'm like, no Nintendo. And this went on for like a good 20 minutes before he realized that I was just with him. And a lot of the Mexican wrestlers, they all kind of, they loved it. And they all say no Nintendo now. No Nintendo.
No Nintendo.
Yes.
Are you a fan of MMA at all, mixed martial arts?
Nope.
What are you like away from the ring?
What am I like away from the ring?
Yeah, when you're away from the ring and you're not in wrestling, what do you like? Your personality, anything like your wrestling character? Or are you totally different you know, when you're at home and snuggle up in your bed?
I'm pretty chill. I'm pretty girly, like really girly. I like to dabble, like I'm really creative, so I like to dabble in a lot of different things. I'm learning how to paint right now. My mom's a painter, so she's giving me lessons. I've been painting. I'm pretty feminine. I don't know. And I guess, like, for myself, I'm really shy. Like, I'm sure you kind of can pick up that up from this interview. my personality is pretty introverted. So, and I really like nerdy things like Star Wars and comic books and things like that.
We have that in common. I think we're both Virgos too. So that's
When in September are you born?
Actually, mine's August 27th.
Oh, really? I'm September 16th.
So yeah, I think we're under the same sign. So I can probably relate a little bit to your personality. That also like the sci-fi stuff as well. So
are you critical?
Am I critical of myself or just in general? Or
just in general, because Virgos are known to be like pretty critical.
Kind of a neat freak type character?
Well, they're supposed to be like neat freaks and organized, which I'm not at all. But I'm like critical, as in like, do you criticize? Because I'll like criticize, but not in like, it's not in like a mean-spirited way. Like, you'll kind of like criticize people and give them your opinion or advice, and you're just trying to help them, but.
Well, I guess I'm a wrestling journalist, so I guess I have to be critical of things. You know, I'm obviously critical of the products and certain wrestlers. So I guess it's kind of ingrained in me and being a journalist that, you know, you say things you really like about what's going on, and on the flip side, you say what you don't really like about things going on. And so I guess that's part of it, you know, being a journalist and covering wrestling as long as I've covered it. So I've been known to throw an opinion here or there, you know, with what's going on in wrestling. But I'm looking down your I should mention that Jennifer Blake is on Twitter. Her username is Girl Dynamite, and I was just looking the other day, you had your 20 things that you love, which and surprisingly number one was wrestling. So isn't that cool? You enjoy doing what you're doing. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I do. I love it.
And then number two, one of the weaknesses I think we all have is ice cream. And then some of the other things you've been mentioning here that you're into, obviously, you said painting. That was on your list. Nail painting.
Oh, nail art. Yeah, that's my new favorite thing.
You put science fiction, which of course would be Star Wars, and we're talking about that. Makeup, again, that's your creative, and you can do that.
Yeah, now I'm obsessed with watching those makeup tutorials on YouTube. Oh, any kind of tutorial, I love watching that kind of stuff on YouTube.
And then a couple of things that caught my eye was one that I really like, of course, roller coasters. And who doesn't like get on a really fast roller coaster? And I guess, is there a favorite roller coaster you have out there?
The Behemoth at Canada's Wonderland.
Gotcha.
It's amazing.
Puppies. I mean, who doesn't love a puppy, right?
Right.
And then lastly, presents.
Yeah.
You never have too many of those, right?
Come on, presents are awesome.
Yeah. Just need more of them, right?
Right.
You know, going back to your wrestling career here, in the years you've been in wrestling now, what's kind of been the biggest lesson, I guess, you've learned? I mean, or what kind of advice could you give somebody that wants to get into wrestling, and now that you've been in it for a few years, you know, what have you learned, and what can you advise somebody that may want to get into wrestling?
Probably, if you want to get into wrestling, the very most important thing is get your body in shape, because the bumps and everything, you're like having muscles kind of acts as armor for your body. So the more you work out, the less injuries, or the less severity of the injuries it will be. Also, probably, if you're going to do it, then you kind of have to go 100%. If you're, you know, going to be like a weekend warrior, then just be a weekend warrior. But if you really want to be a wrestler, that means you have to be prepared to leave your family and friends behind, and be willing to make the sacrifices that, you know, not everybody will, like, is really willing to make. and probably just being relentless with, because I have a lot of friends that have gotten signed, and like with like the companies in the United States and stuff, and they're just relentless. Like they relentlessly send stuff in, they're relentlessly calling them, and you know what I mean? Not to be afraid of criticism or anything like that, and to take people's advice.
Obviously, I was mentioning before, you can obviously check out some of your matches on YouTube. Is there a favorite match you currently have? Is there one that you kind of look back on and say, yeah, this match, everything just kind of worked, great opponent, great chemistry, great ring introduction, great fan interaction. Is there a favorite of your matches right now that kind of stick out to you at this point?
My favorite match was versus Courtney Rush at UWA. UWA Hardcore in Ontario, and it was, I think she was wrestling as PJ Tyler at the time, so she had a different name, but yeah, that would probably be my favorite match to date.
And how about as far as like DVDs, if somebody wanted to check out some of the matches that you've had, is there a Some DVDs you may recommend? I know obviously you were on a lot of the earlier Shimmer DVDs. Is there a DVD or two that you could maybe recommend, or have a DVD of some of your favorite work?
Shimmer's always good. I had a pretty sweet match with Cheerleader Melissa. I don't remember what Shimmer that was,
okay,
but whatever number that DVD is, that was pretty good. Yeah.
I just wondered your opinion overall of Shimmer. Obviously, you were there a lot of the earlier Shimmers, and Shimmer just had its most recent tapings. I guess what's your overall opinion, reflection on Shimmer as a promotion and the success they've had as an all-women's federation?
Shimmer's amazing. Shimmer's great. It's like a real magical experience working there. As a like a female wrestler, you don't really get a chance to work a lot of shows on the indies where you can really strive to be in the main event or strive to be the semi-main or anything like that. So that kind of atmosphere is really challenging, I think, to be a part of. So it's neat to be able to work with girls that have been wrestling, you know, for 10 years or 15 years or 30 years or whatever. And you just get, like, a chance to kind of hang out with everybody and socialize and stuff as well. It's, Dave always takes a lot of pride in his product, and I think he's doing a really good thing and revolutionizing women's wrestling with Shimmer.
What's your ultimate goal? I mean, where do you see yourself, or where would you like to see yourself, say, in 5 years from now?
I would eventually like to... I think I would eventually like to have my own promotion somewhere. I'm not sure if it would be in Mexico or up in Canada. But I'd like to have already, like, been, like, there's, like I said earlier, that there's a lot of places I still want to travel, and I want to get more experience traveling. So I think after that, I would like to settle down somewhere and run my own promotion.
The Jennifer Blake Federation.
Dynamite Wrestling.
Dynamite Wrestling. Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
We're wrapping up with Jennifer Blake, Girl Dynamite. I mentioned before you can check her out on Twitter. Her handle is Girl Dynamite. This is an opportunity we give a chance to for an interviewee to plug what's coming up in their careers. We got some matches coming up here on the Canadian side, and then obviously later, I guess later in the spring, we're going to see you return to AAA. Can you tell us about your official websites, your social media, and what's coming up on your immediate schedule?
Immediate schedule, I have CCW this weekend on Sunday in Tilsonburg. I'll be facing Lee Von Dutch. I will be facing Jody DeMilo in Toronto on the 14th of April. Then on the 15th of April, I'm heading down to Ohio, and I will be wrestling Kimberly for AIW. And my website is dynamitewrestling.com. You can sign up. It's free. And I have a Facebook, Jennifer Blake. I have a Facebook fan page, Girl Dynamite, Jennifer Blake, Autumn Frost, whatever the official fan page of. And then I have my Twitter at Girl Dynamite. I don't think I'm missing anything.
Okay, so definitely check those out. And I believe your Facebook page is full, but you can still be a fan of yours. You can like Jennifer on Facebook. You can check out all the great pictures she has, some modeling pictures as well as some action pictures. So you can definitely check that out. And obviously, if she's coming to a town near you, check her out. And then, you know, like you said, later in the spring, we'll expect you back in Mexico. And then any idea after once you return to Mexico, is it like maybe around Christmas time that you'll actually go back to Canada again?
More than likely, yeah, I'll be back around Christmas again.
Okay. So I guess when you're gone, we won't hear from you quite as much. We obviously, the beauty of social media now is you can still be in contact with your fans even when you're down in Mexico. You can tweet and post pictures at Facebook.com.
I'm going to be starting a video blog or a video log or whatever
cool.
When I go down to Mexico this year. So, and then I'll be posting that on my website.
Well, that'll be exciting. We'll look forward to that, and you can keep us updated on what's going on with your career. That sounds great. All right. Thank you very much, Jennifer. We do appreciate your time tonight, and you know, best of luck with your matches coming up, and the best of luck in Mexico in 2012.
I hope you feel better.
Yep, thanks. I do appreciate that. Thanks, Jennifer.
You're welcome.